We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Love, love.
Hello and welcome, enthusiastic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendel Sad. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJ Sat. In Chang, Channel 44 on Orbit Sat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on Vizio Sat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Commission donates a total of 20 million euros to Yemen in 2011. In green energy news, an invention by Japanese researchers could triple the output of wind power. In cultural news, the National Day of Turkey is celebrated. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 29th, is the birthday of the President of Liberia, Her Excellency Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Born in Monrovia, Liberia, Her Excellency is the first elected female head of state in Africa. President Johnson Sirleaf has helped to expand peace and security in Liberia, as well as strengthen the economy and infrastructure, and improve education opportunities. Her Excellency was honored as a co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize in 2011 for her many efforts to bring safety and equal participation in peace-building work to women. Among her many accolades are the Africa Prize for the Sustainable End of Hunger in 2006 and the United States Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2007, the country's highest civilian recognition. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, for your steadfast commitment to Liberia and your co-citizens. May you have a very happy and blessed birthday in the company of loved ones.
Flying news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Thailand. Extreme floods, the worst seen in 50 years, have claimed the lives of more than 370 people, along with destroying some 800,000 homes and affecting more than 2.5 million residents across parts of the country. As of Friday, October 28th, seven of the capital Bangkok's 50 districts were still inundated, with concerns being raised about the continued water infiltration, causing a shortage of food and water supplies. Rescue and relief efforts have been conducted by the Thai military and other government response teams, and the international community has also extended aid.
สภาพของผู้ประสบภัยณขณะนี้เนี่ยส่วนใหญ่แล้วต้องการความช่วยเหลืออย่างมากนะครับโดยเฉพาะน้ำสูงเนี่ยโดยเฉพาะเฉลี่ยในเกาะเมืองเนี่ยประมาณ 2 เมตรเพราะเท่าที่เราดูเนี่ยการที่น้ำจะลดลงเนี่ยน่าจะประมาณ 30 วัน เป็นอย่างน้อยเพราะฉะนั้นในเรื่องของถุงยางชีพเนี่ยจำเป็นที่จะต้องให้ในเรื่องของข้าวเรื่องของน้ำแล้วก็สิ่งของอุปโภคบริโภคเนี่ยให้อยู่ได้ภายในช่วง 30 วัน
Supreme Master Qinghai had offered $15,000 for urgent necessities with all her love and prayers, as she asked our local association members to please go and help the most vulnerable. This amount could obtain $82,000 in aid items purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Thailand.
Our Thai association members from Bangkok focused their efforts on the worst-hit province of Ayutthaya, a historical and cultural center where the water levels had reached up to 4 meters, with strong currents that made transportation in some places possible only by boat. On October 19th, with the help of the Royal Thai Navy, the relief team was able to travel to Loy Island in the Chao Phraya River, where they distributed 1,300 packages containing rice, drinking water, and other vegan food supplies to residents who had been stranded there.
กราบขอบคุณนะครับทางอาจารย์ชิงไห่ที่ได้ช่วยเหลือผู้ประสบภัยนะครับถือว่าเป็นน้ำใจที่มีกับประชาชนชาวไทยอย่างดีครับ
We are sincerely grateful for the help of the Royal Thai Navy, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving aid and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. Our prayers for the safety and comfort of the Thai people, and that such distressing conditions subside, as we strive for kinder care of the planet.
Turkana floods claimed lives. As of Thursday, October 27th, at least 9 fatalities had been confirmed after floods swept Ghana's capital, Accra, displacing thousands and leaving residents marooned on rooftops. The floods followed torrential rains on Tuesday night that caused streams, rivers, and blocked drainage systems to overflow. With many properties destroyed, power outages became widespread as major roads and bridges were submerged, forcing the closure of schools and shops. Ghana's president, John Atta Mills, visited the flood-hit districts, where he conveyed his condolences for the loss of loved ones, while assuring the storm victims of the government's rescue efforts, as well as pledging improved infrastructure to help prevent future flooding.
Expressing her love and sorrow for prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with Ghanaian officials to see if help is required, saying that emergency funds are available, as she asked that they also go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Your Excellency, President John Atta Mills, officials and personnel working to assist the flood affected. As we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted concern, may humanity's greater consideration for the ecosphere quickly minimize extreme events such as these.
Earthquakes rattle India and US. On Wednesday, October 26, up to 9 tremors were recorded in Gujarat, India's Junagadh district, causing people to flee their homes in panic from these latest aftershocks following a 5.3 magnitude quake that hit the region on October 20th. In the US the following day, the San Francisco Bay Area in the western state of California was rocked by a shallow 3.6 magnitude tremor centered 1 kilometer southeast of Berkeley, as the fourth to strike the area in the past week. There were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or injuries in either location. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-hit regions. May our gentler care for all fellow inhabitants as a vegan world soon renew our shared earthly abode.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thank you. met you first was the day of my birth. Pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with Mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day. Just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat into a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me! Oh caretaker, please come protect me quickly! Rescue my life, I'm still at a tender age! Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. The immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet would be so tasty, tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life! My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity. But all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow, my body will be cut to pieces. My flesh and bones turned to sheer torture. Just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. Children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts.
Alas, goodbye life, I ache for my gentle suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh mommy, mom!
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 452. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Media report on delectable vegan pigs, with more and more people showing concern for their health, as well as the welfare of the planet and our animal co-inhabitants, the veg trend has been on the rise. US-based green news website Igarazi featured its first ever restaurant week in mid-October 2011 as it toured sustainable vegetarian vegan restaurants around the nation. Tibetan News Channel also aired the segment Tibetan Vegetarian Dishes, introducing the history of vegetarianism and its relation to religion, health, and new ways of living, along with recommended plant-based restaurants in the region. In the US, journalist Susan M. Novick of the New York Times highlighted the fresh, colorful, raw vegan menu of the Live Island Cafe in the article Variety for Vegans Without the Hot Stove, which also describes some of the healthy practices and diverse options available to a growing raw vegan scene. Meanwhile, as US-based Smithsonian Magazine's online blog notes, the nation's 160-year history linking societal improvements to the moral necessity of justice for animals, many participants in the Occupy Wall Street rallies, which began in New York City, emphasized their preference for predominantly vegetarian and vegan fare.
In Hawaii, USA, a recent Honolulu Pulse article, Critics Picks Nadine Kam recommends the Loving Hut restaurants for wholly satisfying plant-based dishes that are not only scrumptious, but also represent wholesome alternatives to animal-based foods. Journalist Stephen Hui of Straight.com was also inspired to write Vancouver's Loving Hut Express food cart, Cooking Up Vegan City, which describes how the Canadian city's newest food cart is helping guide it on the road to veganism through the cart's fast service and comfort food menu that uses mainly local and organic ingredients. Loving Hut also garnered favorable reviews in Dana A. Alina's article, Only Primary Vegan Tastes.
Published on the Czech Republic-based website, Česká pozice, the article emphasizes the palate-pleasing vegan fare and bright, friendly atmosphere of the Loving Hut restaurants in Prague, as well as the encouraging vision of its founder, Supreme Master Qinghai, toward a harmonious, restored planet.
Thankfulness International Journalists and Publishing Media for raising awareness of the many delightful and earth-protecting benefits of plant-based cuisine. May more and more people join the vegan circle for a wholesome and vibrant green world.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Pope Benedict XVI invites religious leaders in a call for world peace. His Holiness was joined on Thursday, October 27th by religious leaders from across the globe in a unified call for peace. The occasion commemorates the 25th anniversary of a day-long prayer held each year in Assisi, Italy, with participants who represented Greek, Russian, Serbian, and Belarusian Orthodox churches, as well as Lutheran, Methodist, and Baptist Christian leaders, several Jewish rabbis, Muslim clerics and imams, as well as Hindu, Shinto, Taoist, Jain, and Zoroastrian faithful. As the leaders affirmed their commitment to a peaceful world, His Holiness stated his hope that the meeting would help illuminate the way toward the upholding of such principles as forgiveness and reconciliation, so that peace may reign in the world. Our gratitude, Your Holiness and all religious leaders, for your caring efforts toward these noble goals. We join in prayer for the soon dawning day when all societies may live side by side in lasting harmony and the light of the divine.
Save our planet. Communities in Bolivia's Huayna Potosí mountain 25 kilometers north of the capital, La Paz, warned about the effects of global warming, saying that as of October 2011, they are already experiencing water shortages that will soon be felt by millions of urban inhabitants in the capital city.
Save our planet. An October 2011 study by U.S. scientists reveals that this year's melting of the Greenland ice sheet is the third largest since 1979, exceeded by the ice lost in 2007 and 2010.
Warning news. In a study published on October 23, 2011 in the medical journal Pediatrics, researchers find that unborn baby girls' exposure to bisphenol A, a chemical used in plastics found in packaged foods, causes the children at toddler age to have higher rates of emotional problems, including hyperactivity, aggression, anxiety, and depressed behavior.
Hi, I'm Dooney the Desert Tortoise, a happy vegan. I have a tip to share about helping teenagers deal with stress. It's good if you can encourage your teenage children to focus on the positive aspects of their situation. Asking them to list the benefits and potential opportunities can lead to more optimistic outlooks and outcomes. Thanks again for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news, the European Commission donates a total of 20 million euros to Yemen in 2011. A recent contribution of 5 million euros will be used for food, water, sanitation, healthcare, tents, and basic household items. European Union Commissioner for International Cooperation and Humanitarian Aid, Dr. Kristalina Georgieva, stated, "The additional funding we commit today is a renewal of Europe's pledge of solidarity to those in need. God bless you, European Union, for assisting brethren. May the beautiful people of Yemen soon greet many bright tomorrows with heaven's grace."
In cultural news, today is the National Day of Turkey, observing its founding in 1923. Located adjacent to the Black, Aegean, and Mediterranean seas, Turkey has a variety of amazing landscapes and is habitat for over 10,000 species of plants, 20% of which are endemic. The Göreme National Park and the rock sites of Cappadocia feature spectacular structures sculpted by erosion. The locale is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Today is also the birthday of the President of Turkey, His Excellency Dr. Abdullah Gül, born in Kayseri, Turkey in 1950. President Gül has been an advocate for peace and stability in many countries in the region. His Excellency has also expressed the importance of developing sustainable energy in the face of climate change. In 2010, President Gül was honored with the Chatham House Prize for his work in enhancing growth within Turkey as well as international relations. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Abdullah Gul, for your efforts toward a more harmonious world. We respectfully wish you a joyous birthday with cherished ones. We also wish the fine residents of Turkey a festive National Day. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Japanese scientists create an innovation which could triple the output of wind power. We'll check with the angels. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more cheery news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, amicable news for a friendly world. In green energy news, Japanese researchers' invention could triple the output of wind power. Professor Yuji Oya and team from Kyushu University have created the wind lens. It is a contoured circular structure affixed around turbine blades that draws more air into the turbine. Current wind farms are already more cost-effective than coal plants. The new improvement will make wind power less expensive than nuclear power and devoid of radiation hazard. A standing ovation, Japanese scientists, for your ingenious innovation. May more refined clean technologies, such as this, soon become widely available and contribute to a long-lasting and calm planet.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Samoan entitled Piano Player.
Saas yasil fo ma'i il tangatanga singasil fal ma'i. Ite leel ta'otonga sa'o o ya aole ne ma'i. Fo ma'i ea wufusili nao nao atu le ma'i. Wufa'ala lao na lima wufusfusia il fo ma'i. E mafayo na o ta'ina al piano pe'a tatala fusima ya o lima. Tali atu il fo ma'i. Hele aise mea ole ale mafayai. Fa'apea lo le ma'i. Ta'i ma'ali ele mea. Hele e mafayo na o ta'ina momo le piano.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Saving Valentina, which was shown on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. The documentary of this amazing rescue by members of the Great Whale Conservancy can be accessed at www.greatwhaleconservancy.org.
Such a touching story. I feel so much love from the whale. Many thanks to Mr. Michael Fritchpatch and the other rescue team members. I really wish that all humankind will be so loving towards all animals. I sincerely pray that we will have world vegan world peace very, very soon. I would like to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for all the good works that you are doing for our planet. May heaven bless you. Oi Chu from Singapore.
Compassionate Oi Chu, thank you for your warm-hearted note. It was an incredible rescue of the beautiful whale by Mr. Michael Fishback and other caring individuals. We are infinitely grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's benevolent presence on our planet at this vital time and join you in praying for a vegan world of peace. May divine grace be with you and all the pure-minded people of Singapore. You have a reply from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you, Oi Chu, for your concern for our lovely planet. May heaven bless you more, my love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May eternal faith and harmony be your treasured gifts from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
European Union leaders reach agreement on measures to address financial challenges faced by Eurozone countries, including the agreement of private banks to waive 50% of Greece's debt, and other requirements such as larger bank reserve to help ensure the region's economic stability.
In accordance with calls from the nation's people for political reforms, His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan announces that effective in 2012, legislators will be able to help select cabinet members.
Chinese ambassador to South Sudan, Honli Zeguo, announces a donation of $31.5 million to support the new country's development projects in agriculture, education, health, and water supplies, with radio stations that will also be constructed to promote the growth of media.
Swiss scientists announced the development of a lightweight monitor that uses smartphone technology and skin sensors to detect heart rate irregularities and alert physicians so that life-saving treatment can be provided more quickly.
With the help of international mediators, Israeli and Palestinian peace negotiators, a agreed to each formulate comprehensive proposals toward the goal of a lasting Middle East peace agreement, with future discussions scheduled in several months' time.
Following the initial release of approximately 200 political prisoners, newly appointed U.S. Special Envoy Derek Mitchell meets in Myanmar with Burmese officials, as well as with democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi.
8 memoranda of understanding are signed between Olaxis or Vietnamese and Sri Lankan government officials to enhance cooperation in areas that include finance, industry, and education.
The UK's Centre for Public Innovation reports that a pilot program where nurses visit homelessness hostels to encourage people addicted to alcohol to stop drinking has been successful in dramatically decreasing alcohol-related hospital admissions, as it recommends the program be expanded nationwide.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.